This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. Woolchuck's Top 10 coming up here in just a second. Segment of the Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck, wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup.
Check out.
How you doing, buddy?
Look up, bro. Feeling good, man. Feeling good. Feeling great. Shout out to whatever Tolo told me yesterday on the fan text. To add some baking soda, half a teaspoon of baking soda with half a cup of water and drink it to cool the, what is that?
The heartburn.
The heartburn, indigestion. It Knock worked. It yeah, it worked.
It's Tolo D, man.
Tolo D.
Guy said
D
it worked faster, too. I saw that text. I was like, man, I might have to remember that.
Man, that it kicked in, bro. I was like, look at this. I was suffering for 3 days for no reason. I just had to holler at D.
Baking soda is pretty legit with the amount of things that it can do for you.
So much. I brush my teeth with it.
Yeah, absolutely.
So much.
You can wash off your fruit with it and whatnot.
Top fruit. All right. This man's embarrassing moment of him falling off his dirt bike while riding the trails, look fun, has been auto-tuned. Whoever did this is an animal.
It's even better than
it's
I thought
so
it was.
Good.
Poor dude, man.
It really is. It's really great.
Poor guy.
That is wonderful. What a brilliant idea.
Like when you accidentally step on your dog's tail. Oh, my bad. Ooh.
This needs to become a thing now, dude. Can we take like old videos and
auto-tune them things? Yes.
That would be great.
That lady in the grapes. Remember when she was mashing the grapes? She decided to start doing faster and she failed.
So good. Right.
I can't believe that won yesterday. That was supposed to be like a little extra clip.
But it'll stick in your head, you know?
It went to a vote off. The Tolos loved it.
Yeah.
It's yeah. really good.
Tolos.
Tolos.
There is our champ.
And
tune in.
THA, whatever it's called, THCA.
See if he can make it two in pursuit of five in G-Bag Nation Immortality coming up at 5:30 tonight, right before we get to LA Live at 5:40. It's time now for Woolchuck's Top 10 at 2:20. Here he is, Zach with an H.
All right, let's get to the top burger chains in America, according to Yelp. This is via USA Today. Yelp's put out their list. And this is going to be debated. I love it every single year on National Hamburger Day. This
do thing, you read the Yelp reviews or the Google reviews? Which one do you look at more?
Probably the Google reviews.
Yeah, me too. Okay.
Yeah, I've never been a Yelper.
Yeah.
They sounded like they got a little bit, I don't know, snobby.
A little hoity-toity?
Yeah, just a little bit. A little highfalutin for me.
A little highfalutin.
More of like, you know, the Google seems more my lane.
Yeah.
You know, I get what they're selling there. I did just come across this stat about Corey Seager and his return tonight. Rangers with Seager. They're 15-11. They average 3.85 runs per game. Without him, they're 12-18. They average a run less per game. Mm. That one run, I mean, for this team, that can make all the difference.
Yeah.
We're scrounging. We're clawing with our fingernails for that run.
Yeah, we are.
So let's hope that makes all the difference, and let's get on a nice hot winning streak here for your Texas Rangers. 877-881-1053. What is your favorite burger chain? Of course, here in the G-Bag Nation, we love ourselves our Whataburger. We do. Mm-hmm. We love our Whataburger. Sometimes you do see the videos going through where people get disappointed. They go to Whataburger, and for whatever reason, they're like, overrated. And it's because they're not getting the specials, or they're not getting the number five. You know, I know that, Lucius, that's your go-to.
100%. I'd put double meat on it now. Make it a hood burger.
There you go.
Extra
by the
mayo.
Way, the
that's a thick bitch.
The people,
yeah.
The people at Whataburger, they heard you talking about that, and they absolutely love the name of that.
Hood Burger.
The Hood Burger. Yeah, they do.
Whataburger Hood Burger.
Oh, wow. 254 said Yelp actually does something pretty dirty to the business owner. They tell the business owner if they pay a premium subscription fee, they can edit and remove reviews. So the I guess the restaurants can go in there and finagle things. What is this, like Wikipedia? Just write whatever the hell you want on here. Screw this
it's
list.
A dirty game, bro.
You think you're getting ball sacked?
Everything's
this one?
Big business.
I don't know.
I guarantee you that's true. Man.
I am blindly just trusting the 254. It's very possible.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm always quick to like read that stuff. And then
yeah, it's like
sudden,
don't believe everything you see on the news. No. Well, I believe it. If the Tolos texted, I'm just going to say that.
Yeah, they're so smart.
They're right. You know, I'm not going to argue with them. Honorable mention.
They picked a guy falling off a dirt bike and making sounds.
That's a winner, bro. That's a winner.
Oh, that's the best one I've ever heard. Let's make that five times.
The honorable mentions. Whataburger is in the honorable mention. Did not make the top 10.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
It did not.
I love this list because we get to see every year Burger King just slowly slipping further and further down the list. Right?
Yeah, Burger King's at 19.
Yeah.
Burger King is at 19. The only spots behind it, you've got Steak and Shake.
I don't know. Steak and Shake's pretty good.
Checkers/Rally's. That Frisco Melt and Steak and Shake is pretty damn good. Carl's Jr.
Arnie used to eat two of those at night.
Oh, the
Steak
Frisco
and Shake
melts?
Burgers?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
They are kind of smallish. They're thin. They're thin patties. Those steak patties.
Taste good, though.
They are good.
I'm dry snitching.
And so,
you are?
He's not here to defend himself.
A lot of stuff we could dry snitch on Arnie about.
Yeah. Arnie drank a lot before he
had a lot of fun.
I wasn't drinking.
Wendy's and Fatburger. Those are all behind.
I didn't want to accuse him of doing anything else.
Shake Shack's getting love on the text line. Open table.
Can I ask guys a question about Shake Shack?
Yeah.
Maybe one of the most expensive hamburgers I've ever bought.
It's very expensive, but it is very good.
Yeah,
it's a good burger. We had it in the airport.
Yes,
in I can't even remember.
Was it New Orleans?
I think it was New Orleans. Yeah.
$38 maybe for that.
Yeah, but especially in the airport, you know,
it was so good. Eric ate the burger, then went back and ordered another burger.
I'll tell you what.
I sure did.
Yesterday when our friends at Shell Shack brought us all that good food.
Man, how good was that?
Eric had the burger, but he had like all kinds of like crawfish sauce,
I mean,
lobster sauce. He had all this all over his hand. He didn't even care. He just made it part of the burger.
Probably made it better.
Yeah. He's like he's been on a long journey. He just got back.
It's like,
I'll never see food again in my life.
Exactly. It's like I've been wandering in the desert and I haven't eaten in 5 years. It's just
some tattered pants on and everything.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just looking at you like,
I was pleasantly surprised. I was like, man, I wish you guys would have came knocking when that food arrived.
Now,
got probably a good 10-minute head start on me.
No, Eric. I walked. Were you in the booth? Because I walked.
I was
around.
Grinding. Yeah, I mean, I was. You know, we're at work.
I walked around everybody and told them. I said, "Hey, we got food here today." Yeah, you know?
I don't know. Soundproof studio got me.
Maybe I didn't ask you because I knew you would just house everything on the.
I barreled in there.
No, thank God we had to get ours in while we could.
I made my presence felt, but that was delicious.
They brought us, you know, to crack a lobster tail.
Yeah, dude.
Thanks,
how about
buddy.
That?
Go ahead and do that for me. Fuddruckers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Used to have the most expensive burgers, but damn, were they delicious from the 940.
They were good.
They were really good. They were expensive, too.
And I'm not sure if it was just because like, we were little kids.
Did you make them yourself?
Yeah, you go in like...
the condiment line,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, do they even exist? Are they all bankrupt?
I think
they're
closed down.
They're out.
And Fuddruckers.
Burger Street has a really expensive-ass burger, too, by the way.
That is a good point. You're right about that.
Yeah,
it's really expensive. Like, damn, $16, bro?
Mm.
Okay.
They're pretty proud.
The other honorable mentions, we got BurgerFi, Cookout, and Jack in the Box. Jack in the Box coming in at 11. Jay and the Bee has up their burger game, I will say.
I'll tell you, at 5 in the morning, there's nothing better.
Oh, those tacos are awesome. Oh,
they're crazy.
Yeah. Okay, so you still have a Fuddruckers in Austin?
Do you?
And in Lubbock.
Okay.
Shout out to the Red Raiders, I thought they all disappeared.
I did too.
Well, they virtually have.
By the way,
we got two holding it strong.
Yeah.
Number 10, best burger chains in America, according to USA Today and Yelp. Red Robin comes in at 10.
Yum.
Red Robin. That's the bottomless fries that they pitch there.
Yeah.
Are they any good? Are they?
I have not been to a Red Robin.
No, not good.
Those fries. Wilty? They're wilty and stuff.
Here we go.
Yeah, wilty.
We're giving them away for free.
They easily get room temperature on you.
Cold and wilty, not good.
They're big, man. It's
steak fries?
Yes, that's the way to explain them.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Thick. There's not enough crisp to them.
A little girth and tonnage.
Yeah.
But yeah, they're flat. Yeah. I'm not
second
a fan.
Time
they're
like spears. The today.
I know. Like I tried to stop myself. About to use the thick B again.
But he's ovulating.
I lost it. There's a lot going on. Number 9 is Mooyah.
Oh, yeah. Mooyah Burgers.
Mooyah's good. Solid. Mooyah is solid.
Are they the place with the extra fries?
That is Five Guys.
Sorry about that.
That is Five Guys, yeah. Which will be making an appearance here in a little bit. Actually, Eliza, she's like starting to speak words here and there.
Oh,
one
nice.
Of the things she does now is...
Brisket.
If you ask, she hasn't said brisket yet, but she does love brisket. Anytime she sees Brian, she thinks about the brisket.
Yeah.
Oh, the brisket, the brisket, the brisket. But no, if you ask her what sound a cow makes, she will go, mmm.
There you go.
So she's getting there.
That's her first word then.
Well, dad, that was her first word.
Oh, dad.
Yeah, it was.
Absolutely.
So, nice daddy's girl right there.
Sure, the mom's real happy about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she wasn't thrilled.
You want another hockey ticket?
No,
buy that
trust
for you.
Me, dude. I cannot go tomorrow night.
Come on, man. Go to a hockey game.
That ain't happening.
Where are we at on the baby names, by the way? Are we making progress? Or
I think still in the clubhouse would be Prince. Princess Leia. That's
okay,
number one.
Good.
Leia is still number one, but we haven't still officially decided anything yet.
Awesome.
Actually, Dawson, Maya likes Abigail.
So there you go. It's a good name.
She does like Abigail.
Strong play.
So
now I went with the full meal, just Abby.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Abigail was good though.
Yeah, we'll see. If she wants to.
You know what we decided on though was that
let's get another hockey ticket.
In elementary school and middle school, we didn't want her having to say it's Abby. You know,
yeah,
that's why we. If you're gonna be one,
just
be
go
it.
With it.
Yeah,
just go with it.
If you're gonna be Jimmy, be Jimmy.
Okay, so what
on
do
the
I
birth
do?
Certificate.
If we go with Abigail and you've gotten Abby, do I just go with like Abigail for short or Gail? Your mom's named Gail.
You can go Ab.
Gail Abs. Sounds very 1960.
Yeah,
my
mom was born in the 60s,
yeah.
So my mom is a Gail.
That was Carlito's girlfriend on Carlito's Way. Mm. Gail.
Hi, Gail.
Yeah, well, I don't know how many Gail. I think we're just. Like, the Gale is only staying alive due to the Abby in front of it.
I can't do Gina.
Gale, woman softball player?
Well, from me, what do you mean by that?
I'm just saying, kind of, if you're named Gale, are you a really good women's softball player?
Maybe.
Might be.
I think 214 said Gina.
You and Rhonda.
Catch that.
What?
Tough
is that like a
middle?
Butchie vibe? Is that what you're...
No, I was just saying Gale. It's kind of an athlete's name.
Yeah.
You're a Gale. You're like a good shooter of the basketball.
The Gales.
We're good running backs.
The Regalians.
The Regalians.
Like the, Gale Sayers,
the Gates.
Gale Force wins.
He was running back, right?
We should do top 10 Gales.
Yeah.
We could
six
do Gales.
Touchdowns one day.
I'll workshop it. 8 is Wayback Burgers. Never been.
Oh,
yes, bro.
Wayback Burgers coming at 8.
Yeah, Wayback Burger. I'm trying to remember exactly if that's the one off 287. It's fantastic, though. I do know that.
Off Midway.
Yeah, I think I've seen several of them. I've just never attacked a Wayback Burger. Five Guys comes in at 7. Thought it was a little bit low, but I haven't had it. That's also an expensive burger for a tiny burger.
They try and trick you a little bit there.
They're a little tiny there. 6 is Freddy's. And we did get some texts that were saying, hey, Freddy's frozen custard and steak burgers. Freddy's is the way to go. 6, or excuse me, top 5 here, Islands Restaurants at number 5. I don't know what the hell that is.
Hang on.
Islands Restaurants?
I've seen this one. It's with Hawaiian-inspired offerings.
Okay. So somebody texted and said pineapple.
That makes sense.
Pineapple on a burger is delicious. And I have seen other places that offer the pineapple burger. I don't
you're
know.
You're doing too much.
Can
that's like P. Diddy.
You're doing too much.
He's got the applesauce on his burger. Yeah, P. Diddy does.
You're doing too much.
Right.
Yeah.
Pineapple on a hamburger. You're doing too much.
Yeah. We can't knock it until you try it, right? You cook the pineapple.
I'm just telling you. You're doing too much.
All right. 4 is your favorite place, Brian.
Wendy's?
Culver's.
The Butter Burger.
Culver's did you dirty. And
well, you surprise. Had a bad order, I will say. I wasn't impressed with the order.
Well, not everybody ordered 4, 6, and 8. Like,
I
you guys,
up.
Like, I was confused.
I pretty much got the menu.
I was confused, and all that's of right. a sudden, it was like we'd had a heavy day of drinking at the baseball park, hadn't we? When one of those deals was
that might have been. That might have been that day.
That was, yeah. But you guys figured it out, like, when you guys came back and they were kept bringing it, like, you and Ruben, everybody had, like, multiple order. I only had a single order.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I had the patty melt.
It was a sad, pathetic excuse for a patty melt.
The patty melt was just so disappointing there.
Yeah, it was really bad. Oh, my gosh, it really was.
I mean, what they gave you, they should be embarrassed.
You guys were taunting me with your meals.
We were.
Like, I got out ordered by everybody.
I told you, we wanted to shame you.
There's like this 6-year-old girl next to me that out ordered me.
Yeah. You know, yeah. Surprisingly, the shrimp there, though, was pretty good.
Shrimp was getting it done.
Fried shrimp was solid.
A lot of people texted in Freddy's, by the way.
Yeah, the Freddy's.
A lot of people like Freddy's. I would like to throw in a little Hat Creek.
Hat Creek. Hat Creek is good.
Hat Creek has a good play area usually.
Exactly.
And they do a gluten-free fried chicken sandwich, which is a big one in my household. They do. They do. Hat Creek is fantastic. Top three, Shake Shack comes in at 3. Great burger, Brian, but I will say.
Trey Expensiavo.
It is expensive. 682 said pineapple is a staple.
The hell
is
that?
It's expensive.
I believe that translates to a whale's vagina.
Expensiavo.
Trey Expensiavo.
Can you have me an L beer?
Pineapple is a staple in most of street burgers in Mexico. So I guess that's it.
What?
In Mexico, it's a staple, the pineapple on the burgers from 682.
I thought Brahms was starting
to do that. No bueno.
Brahms did it.
Brahms
did it. Honestly, Brahms should be. I mean, I guess maybe because there's not a ton. But Brahms, Brahms is up like number one.
It held you down, bro.
Brahms is delicious. Their burgers are fantastic. Their food and everything there in general is just awesome.
The strips are pretty strong.
Of course. Yeah, let's order something nobody else does. We're going for our burgers.
My kids
I'll have the strips, please.
Did you get the chicken strips at Whataburger?
What are you doing over there, bro?
You're playing games, aren't you? I did not get that. Keep people going to Whataburger getting the chicken.
Hey, I want
to
take you for a really good burger. I'll have the strips. Thank you.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
That's never my personal order, bleephole.
Two is the Habit
Burger. Would you like an ice cream? No, I'll have some.
Habit coming in at 2, and Habit is
lettuce cup over here, please.
Habit's expanding big time. Maybe we'll get some in the DFW here soon.
The Habit is good.
Really good.
Sweet potato fries.
But number one top burger chain, according to Yelp and USA Today, is In-N-Out.
Whataburger.
In-N-Out.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. That's crazy. Better than Whataburger? Who did that list?
Whataburger was down at 14.
Somebody who did that In-N-Out, who hijacked Yelp.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Probably in the website business.
So we drop some coin here. We can change this over.
Let's just go smear their name.
Another top 10 in the books. Thank you, Woolchuck. Chief, what's next? The best internet bit of the week. Move over, boat guy. Move over, good night, bros. Make a place for the man down under.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.